When it comes to the state's bottom line, the tax division's revenue sources book predicts a patchwork of good and bad news for the state. The good? Oil prices are forecasted to go up. The bad? The money coming in from oil revenue is nowhere near enough to close the state's budget gap, and production on the North Slope is forecasted to go down. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more.
Have a lawmaker, the governor, or maybe someone in Alaska's oil and gas industry on your holiday gift list this year? They'd probably love a good crystal ball. One that might give them a glimpse of the future price of oil, or how much the state's going to produce next year, and maybe a look at the end of the legislative session to find out what's going to happen with all of those tax proposals floating around. Unfortunately, no such soothsayer exists, and they'll probably have to rely on the state's Department of Revenue. Earlier this week, analysts released their semi-annual revenue sources book. It's a snapshot of the state's financial health. It has current and historical income information, and for the analyst on your list, it also has predictions of the price of oil for the next few years, and how much the state's going to produce, and what kind of money the state expects to have available to spend. And this year, a whole chapter on the potential impacts of an income or sales tax. And while it's no crystal ball, it can help with the economic forecast. First, the good news. Oil prices are predicted to go up. During this fiscal year, they'll average $46.81 a barrel, and that's expected to go up to $54 per barrel next year. State Tax Division Director Ken Alper says the price jump is going to help the state.
A good rule of thumb for Alaska at the range of prices we're at right now is every dollar in the price of oil is worth about $30 million.
So a $10 jump in the price of oil means that over the course of the next year, the state should get about $300 million in additional revenue. But that's not nearly enough to cover the state's $3 billion budget deficit.
It's substantial. No one should ever scoff at $300 million, but that's not balancing the budget.
One other consequence of that slight jump in oil prices, the state's going from a price that's below the oil industry's break-even point to above it. That price is around $45 a barrel. And that break-even point is very important for the state. When oil prices fall below it, the major producers on the North Slope start losing money. And they can turn those operating losses into credits that can be used to offset taxes they owe to the state. They're still required to pay a minimum tax, but then if it carries into the next year, the companies are able to use those credits to offset even that minimum tax.
So we were seeing production tax revenues approaching zero for the next several years because of the very low prices we were seeing now.
So as oil prices inch upward, the state's revenue picture starts to look a little better.
That phenomenon falls off a little bit, and we now are starting to see a couple hundred million dollars in production tax revenues in the near future. Not the billions that we had in the past when prices were higher, but at least not zero.
Now, the bad news. There are still significant challenges ahead for the state. Oil production is forecasted to go down, prices aren't forecasted to get above $88 a barrel in the next decade, and the legislature is gearing up for a fight over oil tax credits, broad-based taxes, and just how to solve the state's budget crisis. And no amount of prognosticating can tell how policymakers will resolve those arguments. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in June.